God bless this man.
It's good to be in the house of God tonight. Good to know what I can feel.
Yes.
I can feel him.
Yes.
I can feel him. Appreciate Robert was a, Brother Robert was a praying. I felt him stir a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And I want to feel him again.
Amen, brother. Yeah, God.
I want to feel him again. I don't understand why people wouldn't want to feel what I feel when I come down to the house of God. But I want you to know it's better felt than it is told.
Amen.
It is. I appreciate Brother Joel. He said he'd had to deal with it. Said he had to deal. It dealt with me one night, and it dealt with me and dealt with me and dealt with me. And Jonathan, I was miserable.
Yes,
I was miserable. I mean, I was lost and undone. There's a lot of people claim to be saved, just ain't never been lost. And I want you to know, when you got lost like I was, you'll hunt an altar somewhere. Amen. You'll hunt an altar, Brother Edmund. You'll want him more than anything.
That's right.
We're living in a country, and I don't know. You pray, Miss Myra, for just a little while. I'm scared to death, terrified and nervous and scared. But when you get to where I was, you'll want to get saved. Amen. We're living in a world today where you can just about go into any establishment that's got church across the. Across the top of it, and why you'll go in, you'll mention something about being born again, and they'll just look at you like a cow looks at a new gate. But I want you to know this: if any man's ever been born again, and they get around me, I know about it.
Amen.
Amen. How do you know about it? Well, see, I can link up with you.
Amen. Amen.
Something down on the inside, yes, brother,
sir,
that lets me know who you can, folk. Amen. We can. Amen. I don't remember. I don't know if anybody remembers the first time I was here, but it didn't take me too long till I come through that door, and me and my daddy sit on the front bench of this place, and I figured out real quick like you was kinfolk.
Amen.
Amen. You was brother and sister to me. Amen. It's just a family reunion tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. It ain't foreign to me, folks. Amen. Thank God when he puts his abode down in somebody.
Yes.
Brother Redmond, thank God you'll know about it.
Yes,
amen. And I'll know about it. Amen.
Yes,
amen. It'll bear witness with one another. You know today, and I don't know, maybe I'll read, maybe I won't, but I want you to know something. It's a common salvation. Amen.
Yes, that's right.
Sure is, and I'm glad it is. Thank God there ain't, amen. I'm just to say, I wouldn't trade with no one of you tonight. Thank God I know I'm born again by the power of God. There's a lot of confusion in the world today. Maybe the Lord will have, amen, I'd like to hear from heaven tonight. There's a lot of confusion in the world today. But I want you to know this, if you've ever wanted security, and if you've ever wanted to know anything for sure, I'll guarantee you this, amen, down on the altars where you'll find security at. Amen, today that's exactly where you'll find it at. And I'm telling you, when you get satisfied, and when I'll just talk for just a minute, I'll feel my way around. But when you get satisfied, amen, I don't have to tell you when to get up. I don't have to drag you to an altar. Amen. When you get satisfied, you'll know it. You'll be the first one to know it. And when you get up off the altar, amen, and turn around and you begin to confess, amen, what just happened, thank God the rest of us will know it. Amen. Today, you pray for us in just a little while. Amen. I'll try to settle down. I'm glad to be born again. Tonight, thank God I'm saved. Saved. I'm saying, if I never had anything else, brother, in this life, I guarantee you this. Amen. If something happens to me tonight, I'm on the way home. I've just gone away. I'm with a friend. Brother, if you want to know, if you want to see me again, just come on over. I'll be around the throne of the Lord. I'll be on my knees. Thanking him for what he's done. It'll take me all eternity to thank him. But that's where I'll be at. I ain't worried about the mansion. I ain't worried about the streets of gold. I'm worried about seeing my friend. He said he did, man. good to be born again tonight. Amen. I feel free. Amen. Preacher, what's wrong with you? I'll get to reading in just a minute. What's wrong with you? Why are you crying? Amen. Why are you happy? Why are you act that way? Thank God, I wish everybody had a taste of what I've got.
Yeah.
Amen. I want you to know this. Amen. When you get what I've got, there won't be nobody else. Amen. I've been a preacher a day or two. I've been made fun of a few times. I want you to know, brother, when you get a hold of what I got a hold of, amen, it'll change your tune. Amen. Amen. You pray. I got just a little bit to read. Don't know what we'll do with it. But over in the 6th chapter of Matthew, and the 33rd verse, very, very familiar scripture. If I can get myself out of the way, maybe God will help us. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, you pray for us just for a little while. I don't know what I'm going to say. Don't have a clue. But my mind goes back to over in 1 Chronicles. I don't know what we're going to say. But the Bible said that Paul was writing in that part of the Bible, and it got down to where it said, if I have not love, if I have not love, he said, I am all that I am. He said, I'm all that I am. He said, I'm just a sounding brass.
That's right.
And a tinkling cymbal is what the Bible said he was. And now you pray for us. I don't know. You just hang with us for just a little while. And in our country and in our world today, while we've got so much going on, and we've got this heartbreak and that heartbreak, and there was a woman called my wife, I guess sometime this week, in the community that we live in, and it was this woman. She said, I'm calling throughout the Gainesville community to talk about these trying times. Come to find out, she was a witness, a Jehovah's Witness. And she said, we're going through some trying times. Boy, I reckon we are. Amen. She said, well, I've got the answer for that. Well, little does she know, thank God we got it.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yes. Amen. And I want you to know something today. There ain't no confusion about it.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, brother, I'm glad today to know in whom I have believed. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of confusion today about what to do about this and what to do about that, and in our White House and in the government and all these things. I want you to know, brother, we're living in the Saturday evening of time. I believe that with all of my heart. It wouldn't surprise me none if the sky wouldn't roll back. Amen. And the Lord show up before in the morning. But I want you to know then, brother, today when I was just a little boy, when I had a 10-year-old boy, I'd heard the gospel. I'd get preached. You pray for us just for a little. Take my time. Amen. I'd like to just be able to mind the Lord here. I believe I can. But I remember hearing the gospel preached, and brother, it pricked my heart. And I'll tell you, amen, when it's preached in the fire, it's preached for a purpose. Amen. Amen. I want you to know hell begin to be preached. Why? Preacher, I don't understand. I don't know which way we're going. I'll throw this out there. Amen. But amen. As far as I know, every single one of you is under my voice to say. That's as far as I know. But I want you to know something. If something gets said here tonight that can sway you, you better check up on what you've got. There's a day of coming out of hell. Amen. When the preaching's going to stop, brother, and the telling's going to start. Amen. And I want you to know, and by that time, it's too late. Amen. Would you agree with that? For just a little while. So I want you to know, amen. And I hope you just pray for us for just a little while. I think God might help us. And I remember, amen. So all the things that we've got in our country and in our churches today, we've got this and that. I'd like to leave you with a little thought here for just a little while on things that we need and things that we don't need. That's what I'd like for you to think about for just a little while. And there was some men one time that came back from wherever they're coming back from. Amen. They come to the Lord. Amen. And they said, I know even the spirits under subject unto us.
Yes.
Amen. And you know what he said? He said to them, he said, rejoice not that the spirits under subject unto thee, but rather I rejoice because that your name is wrote down in the Lamb's book of life.
Yes.
As a child of God, that's the only thing that we've got to be happy about. Brother, it'll make you happy. Amen. With nothing else, that will make you happy. Brother, it'll make you shout. Amen. When you don't feel like shouting, amen. I want you to know, amen. We've got this program. We've got that program. Amen. We've got seminaries all over our land and country. Amen. The Lord's gonna set me free. Amen. We've got seminaries all over the country.
Yes, it is.
popular anymore. Hey, to have that kind of preaching. Amen. In our land and country. Amen. Why does he act like that? Amen. I'm going to get over here. Amen. If he ain't got a suit, and if he ain't got a tie on, and if his hair ain't parted just right, he can't be a God.
Yeah.
I'm there, man. I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'm there, man. Oh. Hey, man, they've got a form. I've got with us. And they deny of the power. There. Amen, Joe. Ain't that where we're at? Amen. And they've got them down at their playhouse. But with a steeple on it. Amen. And nobody will stand for nothing anymore. Amen. I'm telling you, just let any old man, any wind of doctrine come by, and it'll turn them over. I'm going to tell you something. The wise man built his house. There was two men in a storm one time. There was a foolish man. Amen. And he built his house on the sand. And the wind came. And the storms came. And his house washed away.
Amen.
But there was a child of God.
Yes.
His house on the rock. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen. Right, God, that's right.
The rains came. The same winds came. Amen. I believe.
Yeah.
It didn't even change course. Oh. Amen. It was just as many miles an hour. Yes, and there was just as much water.
Yes.
As there was on the first old boy's house. Yes. But right. You know what? Yes. Amen. Happened under that wise man's house. Amen.
Yes.
I'm looking at a recliner. What? Amen. 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 And just sit back and listen to the rain bounce off the roof.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? Why are you so confident? Because I know in whom my soul has believed. They're seriously believing. He's what we need tonight. Hey, I'm all, I'm brother, hey man, Logan, what's wrong with you? You old fogey, you're hard on everything. No, I just want to be right. Amen, amen, brother. This is the way I started out.
Yeah.
Brother, this is the way. Amen. You know what the Bible says? That an unstable man. Amen. 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 I tell you what, a man that can change his ways. Amen's unstable. Undecided. I'm the man. Are you with me tonight? Amen. And I want you to know this. Amen. Well, I'll just get into it again. Why in the world? Amen. Are you so concerned? Amen. About the welfare of a church body that you're not even affiliated with. I beg your pardon. Amen. There's a little blonde headed boy sitting a few rows back tonight. Amen. There ain't a whole lot of churches anymore. Amen. It's got the good old power of God. That's some of us preachers. Amen. We go out and we see some things. Amen. But there's still a few of them. I've got the old power of God. It'll still get our people saved tonight. And you see these are things that we need. Yes. Let me get into this. There's also things we don't need.
Right.
Amen. But I'm all preaching, I guess. Amen. We've got a Baptist college on every street corner of this nation. A bunch of missionaries. Mooching off the churches. They get out of the way to make money off the church. And I'm going to preach it, thank God. And they've got in the way of making money off the Word of God. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yes, sir.
Somewhere, amen, and see somebody, amen, and
we see that man. Amen. And the preacher, well, I guess he must be right. Amen. And when the rest of the church backs up on the gospel, amen. I want you to know, you better seek out your own salvation in fear and trembling.
Yes, sir.
You better be persuaded in your heart. That the gospel is
undefiled. Amen.
Amen.
God,
you better be persuaded.
That's true preaching.
In your heart.
Yes. That's true preaching.
That you're right.
That's true preaching.
Amen.
That's true preaching.
Oh, we live down to the day. People were ashamed of this old gospel. Amen. I'll sit down in just a minute, folks. I'll let your little preacher come up. Amen. But I want you to know there's a coming a day. Amen. I believe it is. I believe the Lord's coming back.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff I don't know. But I know he's a coming back.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible said that in the last days that God would take his spirit and pour it out upon all flesh.
That's right.
Amen. What's that tell me? He said that the gospel would be, he said, my grace hath appeared unto all man today.
Amen.
And I want you to know that's the only thing that'll get me and you to glory land.
Yes.
There's things we need. And things we don't need.
That's the truth.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I got a few more things to say. You care if I say them?
Say what you
Amen.
Go ahead,
thank God for a place you preach the truth at and they don't get upset.
Amen. Amen. They do repent.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. But I wouldn't have got that preacher. Hurry up, shut up. I've got veins of iron.
Yeah.
She had a. Was it a great uncle? One time, I always wore a watch. Sat on that side of the church. I guess who was it? Lockheed was the pastor back here, I guess. I don't know whoever it was, so.
Yeah.
Stuck that arm out. And now. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you're like that, you need to get something.
Right.
Yeah. This gospel that these brothers preach sustains my life.
That's right.
I eat off of it. I love it more than my natural food.
You gotta be hungry. That's right. Eat it.
He said, man, he said to take this book and eat it, for it'll be sweet to the mouth and bitter to my belly.
That's what he said.
I always wonder what that
means. That's what he said.
Hey, man.
Yes.
You know why it's bitter to the belly? This is Loganology. Why it's bitter to the belly? You know what they'll do when somebody overdoses on drugs? They'll make them puke it back up again.
That's right.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
You know what we need more of around the house of God? More people that vomit.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. Sin's about to kill us.
Yes, right. You're yes, right. Sir, it is. Amen. Kill us.
A little bit will hurt. Huh? A little bit will hurt. Well, over there, the Bible said that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, God.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, man. It's real.
Yes, that's right.
Sure it is.
Then come on, I'm going to say it. I don't care how you vote, just as long as it lines up with that book.
That's right.
Preacher, we ain't got too many options. I think I'll pray about it, get some discernment about you. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Discernment's, amen.
Yeah.
The gift.
That's right. Yes.
I don't like a pit bull a bit more than nothing. Don't trust him. I don't trust him around him, and I don't trust him around your kids. If I had a pit bull and a Rottweiler, you know which one I'm taking? The Rottweiler. Hey, man, I've seen pit bulls do some damage. I've seen some other dogs do damage.
Sure. Hey,
man. But if I've got a Rottweiler and a Beagle, you know which one I'm going to take? The Beagle. Sure. Hey, man. Let me tell you something. I said all that to say this. Hey, man. If the preacher man has got to tell you how to vote, and there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
That's right. Thank God we ought to know what sin looks like before sin gets started. Yes.
Right. That's right.
There ought to be something on the inside of you that says, whoa, boy, you better not do that.
Yes.
That's lacking in our country today.
That's right.
And let me tell you what else it's lacking down at the house of God today. Amen.
Yeah.
You better not do that. You'll pay for it.
Yes,
and you will.
You will pay for it, sir. Amen.
It's a cost.
He'll take the closest thing to your heart, folks. I don't know. And you just might get mad at me for what I'm fixing to say. That little boy and that woman back there is not the most important thing to me. Amen. You know what the most important thing to me? What's preaching me right now?
Right.
The Spirit and the power of God.
Right.
That's the first thing he'll take.
That's right.
Amen. He'll take your influence. He'll take your testimony. And every time you get up and try to testify, the rest of us will know about it.
That's right.
You'll kill a church service as soon as you open your mouth.
Yes.
And the devil will announce who himself really is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's dangerous.
Lord have mercy. I apologize, brother. Hey, man. Preacher Hyde, I didn't like him. My wife knows what I'm fixing to say. If I had a rock up here, and there was a bunch of dogs back there in the fort here, and I took my throat the far out of that rock, and I hit one of them dogs, one of them's going to go, rah, rah. You know which one's going to do that? Thank God the one that got hit. You open your mouth, you'll tell on yourself. I'm the devil.
Yeah.
I'm the one that needs to get right.
Right.
How smart can you be?
Yeah.
Amen. Hoping you're going to get whooped one day. Thank God I tell it to me. They crucified Peter upside down.
That's right. That's right.
They cut John's head off and put it on a platter. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he probably said, well done. I'm going to tell you something. There's a reason to live godly today.
Yes, it is.
We need a bunch of people that's got conviction on their heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hogan, you preach like it's 1934. God said, I am God, and I changeth not. I am, 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 I am. Every time you read the Bible, it's am. Why is that? It's permanent, present tense.
That's right.
Yeah. I am God and I change it not.
Right.
For I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yeah.
The gospel won't change for what me and you want to hear.
Right.
God bless him. No,
yes.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Shoot, amen. I feel free.
Go ahead.
You preach it, man.
I hate religion.
Me too.
I hate it.
I do too.
We've got old missionary Baptist churches, primitive Baptist churches, United, Wesleyan. There's a bunch of others. I know there is.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm saved, sanctified, and going home.
Right.
We've got too many identities.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey man,
got that right.
That's right.
Do you remember when you could go from one church to the next and to the next, and it might even be different denominations, and it was the same thing?
Yes.
Hey man, I know some of you probably remember it. And now we got primitive Baptist churches that don't believe other primitive Baptist churches.
Right.
What's that look like? Amen. What's that look like to the world?
Yeah,
me and Jonathan was talking about it coming down the road. I'm done preaching. I'm testifying, I guess. No, I'm preaching. Me and Jonathan was talking about it coming down the road. And I said, Jonathan, why would they want to get saved anymore? Why would they? They can't even get along with themselves. Why would I want to go down that hard every
Amen.
Sunday morning? Amen. Amen. Thank God it's true.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
You're doing right,
bro.
Yes, sir.
What did Paul say? I knew it would come around. Thank you, Lord. Paul said, without love,
yep.
What am I?
Yep.
I'm just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal.
Yeah, know it.
Those that churches are writing to had all the gifts there was. They had the gift to, I mean, they had it all.
Yes, sir.
Any Pentecostal church would have been jealous of it.
Yes,
that's right.
Dude.
That's right. That's right.
They had it. Amen.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They had the gift of healing.
Yeah.
Oh, preacher, that was for the prophets and amen. That was for the apostles. I'm gonna get on something right here. Thank God, Jen's known me well enough, and I come down here tonight.
Go ahead.
He said, "If one be sick,
yeah."
He said, "What? To go get the elders of the church and bring them back, and to do what now?
Right.
Anoint them with oil." There ain't nothing in that oil, and there ain't nothing in these hands, but it's what that book told us to do.
That's right.
Amen. What is it? Thank God it's faith enough to obey it when it comes to pass. It's foolish to the world, but the Bible says do it, and if we'll obey it and abide by it, it'll work in our lives.
That's right.
Yeah. There ain't a bit of power in the oil. But every bit of the power in the faith of the saints.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
right.
They had that gift. I might as well just clear that up while I'm here. They had the gift of the tongue. What's that, preacher? What do you think I'm doing? I'm a speaking in an unknown tongue to the world tonight. Amen. This world can't understand. By the way, it's foolishness, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it will confound the Lord. We need it.
Yes, sir.
We need that.
Yes,
sir. Amen. It is foolishness to the world. But they had it at the church he was writing to. They had all of those things. But there was one thing they did not have. Love.
Yeah. That's right.
That'd wore me out. You ever heard it? You ever heard belts going through the belt loops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go, oh.
Yeah, that's right.
He's coming after me.
Hey,
man. You know why Daddy did that? I'd have probably been like this tonight, sitting in some cell. Hey, man.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Probably had a needle in my arm tonight.
That's right.
Hey, man. If Daddy hadn't worn me out every now and then. You know why the gospel gets preached and it hurts our feelings sometimes? Amen. Oh, we hear him coming down the hall.
Yes, sir.
The worst thing that Daddy ever told me to do, he said, you go to your bedroom and you wait on me to get in there. And he said, I want you to think about what you just done. Let me tell you something. You can't get right any time you want to. You'll have to be convicted by the preaching of the Word of God today. And it'll make you think about what you've done.
That's right.
And I guarantee you this, you'll think twice about it before you get in that shape again.
That's right.
Logan, we liked you before now. Thank God if you'll take it, you'll love me.
That's right.
Amen.
Joe, you better not have him back. He'll still call me and talk to me on the phone. Yeah. Where is that?
Come on, buddy.
Oh, brother.
Come in, Joe.
We don't like that no more, Joel.
No. That's the truth.
I'm going to say something else. If we ain't got 15 PowerPoints.
Come on. Come on. Yes, sir.
That our wife probably wrote for us. Because she's got a problem with somebody else. Amen. Thank God in the church. Amen. And we'll get up and pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And we'll have to read, thank God, what God told us to say to start with. How much sense does that make?
Right. Good.
Hang on a minute, Lord. Let me get my pen. I'm going to tell you something. Thank God you better get your heart.
That's it.
And you better pray for God to open. Amen. For God to fill your mouth when you're open.
Right.
That's amen.
Lord. That's right. That's it.
Have I mentioned I ain't going to back up?
God bless you.
If you're going to pastor a Baptist church anymore, you'll have to have so many degrees. You'll make a thermometer. Amen.
Resume. You gotta have a resume.
When I was growing up, I know I ain't preaching hard right now. When I was growing up, my mom and daddy took me to an old house of God that we didn't know whether the preacher was gonna have on a suit. I'm going to have overalls on. Had them hand over when we got to the house of God time. And, hey, man, we knew. Hey, man, after the preacher got done with us, that somebody had the gospel absolutely preached to them. I mean, wise hats. And because that old hick has been with the Lord.
Yeah, he's called.
Yes, yes.
You hate seen that neck. Hey, man, call me what you want. You just call me born again.
Yes,
child of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, I want you to know something. It's the only way that'll work. He said, I am the way.
Right.
I am the truth. And I am the way.
Yes, sir.
No man come to the... He said, if you come up any other way, he said, you are a thief and a robber.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Yes.
I started out this way many years ago, looking for rest and peace for my soul.
Yes, sir.
I found it at Calvary.
Yeah.
And truly I say, it satisfied then.
Yeah.
It gets sweeter each day.
Yeah,
I think I'll just go with God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
It was good for our fathers.
That's right.
I hate religion. I hate it. I love Jesus.
That's right.
This old time way.
That's
That's right.
Was good enough for them.
Yes, sir.
And it's good enough for me.
That's right.
I'm on my Lord. Come get you a song. Hope this is all right. Come get you a song. And I want you to do me a favor.
Get you a song.
If anybody is offended tonight over the gospel, and it will.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
It better.
Yes,
amen. I don't know where you go and where you go. I got confidence in this man enough to know he'll preach you the truth. But if where you're going, you ain't getting your heart pricked, you need to find a new preacher.
All right.
Yep. Matter of fact, you need to find a new church.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. If the church that you belong to don't have no amen spirit enough about them to tell what's right and wrong,
yeah,
you need to get out of there completely. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey man, so if it offended you tonight, I know of a good place to get unoffended. Let me say this before I shut up. They've took that right there out of a lot of churches anymore.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Back home, we call that the mourner's bench.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that ought to be a staple to a church. It ain't the bench, but it's what the bench represents.
Yes, sir.
So if you're offended tonight, amen, I know of a good place on the altar.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Preacher, I've been saved for years. That's good. Yes. How are you?
Right.
Amen. There's things you need.
Yes, sir.
And there's things you don't need.
Exactly.
You don't need no watered down, twice dead and plucked up by the roots bunch of junk.
Right.
They're graduating from the cemetery every day.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. Right.
Many are called.
Yeah.
But few are chosen. Amen.
Yeah.
I love you people.
God.
I love you, preacher.
I love you, brother.
Thank God. Amen. Thank God for a place you can go preach to. Preacher, why'd you pray? I don't know. Take it up with God. I don't know. He knows. There might come a day when you're going to need the old time way. Amen. I'll tell you what, the old time way still works. We need it. It's what you need. That's our little thought. We'll leave you with it.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank God for the preacher word.
Everybody.